all scared of something. We all have had spaces in our life where we've operated from fear. So I know for sure that we're going to talk about this topic a little bit more in future seasons, but I want to kind of put out kind of a quick video to kind of get you to start thinking. You guys always do a good job of writing and emailing me and letting me know thoughts on topics or where I should go. So I'm sure you do the same thing with this. But I think as millennials, we all struggle with, at some point in our lives, fear. But one of the things I've learned about fear, and it's crazy enough because I don't think it's something that you could ever avoid. I mean, there's nobody that wakes up and there's absolutely, I mean, yes, you have super, super confident people, but I think even the most confident of a person has something to where, like, I'm a little nervous about this. I don't know how it's going to really shake out. But before we kind of have conversations about this in future episodes, I want you to think about one of the ways I've tried to kind of re-engineer my brain toward fear is to really already accept on the onset that I'm going to fail at something. And so it's crazy, right? It's crazy to try to put a lot of work into something and to anticipate failure. It's hard for us to accept that, but I've learned that in accepting that, if something does happen, it doesn't hurt you as much because you anticipated and you tried to plan for it, right? But it's just this idea of not trying to live life like nothing will ever happen. And sometimes we have to re-engineer our brain to understand that you can plan things, it can be perfectly communicated, but it's not going to be perfect. But you can't pigeonhole yourself and not move forward because of that. So that's how I re-engineered my brain. But let me know if you've had this struggle. Let me know if this has helped you. But we're going to have future conversations about it. But specifically, I want to know what areas you all as millennials have experienced fear in, because I think that moving forward next season, we can probably find some guests that specialize in those areas that can help you grow. So thank you guys for listening. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Solomon Tension Podcast.